Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much. We have a look now at the resumption of trading on the Chicago Board of Trade for you. Of course, we give the overnight prices in our pre-opening reports at 8:49. And first of all, let's take a look. Let's go to Kansas City first and see where July wheat is opened at 4.92 today, up 6 1/4. September opened 6 3/4 at 4.99 1/2. Now to the Board of Trade. July wheat up 4 on the open at 4.07 1/2. September at 4.20 1/2, up 5. December at 4.36 1/2, up 3 1/2 on the open. And March 07, wheat opened up 2 3/4 at 4.50 1/2. July corn opened at 2.60 1/2, up 1 1/2. September at 2.71 1/2, up 1 1/2. December at 2.85, up 2. The March corn contract opened at 2.94, up 1 1/2. And May opened at 2.99, up 1 1/4. July oats opened at 1.98 3/4, up 1 1/4. Into the soybean pit, July opening at 6.04, up 1 1/4. August at 6.10, up 3/4. September at 6.16, up 2 1/4. November at 6.25 1/2, up 3/4. January at 6.33 1/2, up 1 1/4. March 07, soybeans open at 6.39 1/2, up 1/2. And May at 6.42, up 1 1/2. July soybean meal open at 176.50, up 30. The August meal contract up 10 on the open to 178. July oil down 10 at 25.70. And August oil down 20 at 25.86. Currently, as we take a look at the trading ranges, the Kansas City wheat is trading anywhere from up 8 1/4 to up 11 1/2. And the wheat contracts on the Board of Trade up 2 1/2 to up 8 cents. Corn contracts trading in a rather narrow range, anywhere from up 1 to up 2 1/4 right now, although we see that far-out September contract now down 2. And the soybeans trading in a range from another narrow range relatively, from up 2 1/2 on the March 07 contract to 4 1/4 on the September 06 contract. And let's bring in a little analysis here. Paul Cooley is joining us from ADM Investor Services in Oakland. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Jay. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you as always. And what are you seeing in those numbers as we open things up today?
Well, let's just give the big highlights and we'll go from there. But, in the corn, the fundamentals are very strong. Demand is excellent. Demand is not slowing, price is not slowing demand down. The technicals are very strong. There's still quite a few acres of corn to plant in the Midwest, particularly in the east and south parts of the Corn Belt. The wheat market's strong because of extremely dry weather forecasts in the wheat country, and of course, this is a time when test weight is added, and without rain and for 10 days in some of those areas, we are seeing a little more of the perception that there is major problems. And also there are rumors that China, potential demand pickup by China in soybeans. And it's also rumored that China may import 1 million metric tons of corn from the world market. And this all adds up to a stronger tone in the Chicago futures market at this time.
Mm-hmm. Some of the sources had said earlier that prices that we might see around the open today and possibly into some of the trading day would be keyed to some of the precious metals activity. Is that something you have observed?
Well, we did see an overnight trade, a very very strong metals market, both in gold and silver and even crude oil to some extent. And then we saw after the opening some reports out of some of the financial indicators indicating that one of the solutions for these strong prices is higher interest rates. And so we did see some profit taking. Earlier in the week, we understand that the Chinese raised their interest rates, and that was one of the major reasons we're seeing saw the sell-off in the precious metals earlier in the week and the crude oil sell-off. Today, we basically kind of shrugged that off, or yesterday we shrugged that off, and of course today with the more economic indicators coming out of inflation and higher costs, It basically has toned some of that market down a little bit, but the metals market's still very strong, and the fear of higher interest rates hasn't slowed the corn, soybean, or wheat markets down. This week we saw on CNBC an analyst say, "What's the most bullish commodity?" And they, to my surprise, they said corn. Then the metals, and then crude oil was down about fourth or fifth. So it's very interesting to see the perception and the perception of the commodity funds, and the topic and everything on the tip of their tongue is the word bullish.
As I look at the outside market screen right now, the dollar is up just a tick. The others are pretty much down except for gold. Gold's still on the positive side.
The U.S. dollar, in the scheme of things, has sold off, and the general feeling is that the administration is even encouraging that to kind of slow the tremendous trade deficits down that we're seeing. But the metals still indicate that the world trade is extremely friendly and particularly dominated by the Chinese and Indian economies in the Pacific Rim, but all indications are that that the economic base is very excited about the commodity complex and the friendliness, and of course the ethanol is pushing corn and demand up, and that's the key thing that's caught the imagination of Wall Street. We did even pick up yesterday that the Los Angeles Times had an interview with Chevron, and they're very interested in developing an ethanol business. And as a result of that, of course, that's confirmation that the major oil companies are showing interest in the energy. It kind of is the icing on the cake that everybody's been waiting for big oil to show interest in corn and ethanol.
Yeah. All right, so a quick minute on strategy here.
Well, the strategy is the trend is your friend, and it looks like that we need a super big corn crop and a super big wheat crop and a super big soybean crop, and right now the trend is your friend, so stay with the trend.
Paul, thanks a lot.
Have a profitable day, Jay.
Hey, I'll try to. That's Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Kansas City wheat trading up 11.25 now at 497. July wheat on the Board of Trade in Chicago at 413 is up 9.5. September up 9.5 at 425. July corn at 261.75 up 2.75. September at 272.75 up 2.75. December also up 2.75 at 285.75. March 07 corn up 2 at 294.5. July soybean 607.5 up 4.75. August at 613 up 3.75. September soybeans at 618 up 4.25, and November 06 beans at 629 and a quarter up 4.5 now. Soybean meal for July at 177.30, up 110. July oil 25.89, up 18. The May feeder cattle at 103.45, down 40. June live cattle down 40 at 77.25. And the lean hogs for June at 67.70, up 32.5.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Quick touch on the outside markets. The crude oil for June at 69.05, down 48 cents. CRB index down 227. The dollar up 31 at 84.50. The Dow Industrials down 97, almost 98 points at 11,322. The S&P 500, 1283 and three quarters, down 8 and a third. And the NASDAQ at 1610 and a half, down 13 and a quarter points. Silver for May, $13.20, down 25, and the gold contract for June at $6.93 an ounce is up 10 cents an ounce right now. And the July contract up $21.80 at $7.18. And today, patchy dense fog in Indiana during the morning, otherwise mostly sunny in the morning, then a mix of clouds and sunshine with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Developing in the afternoon, highs from 68 near Lake Michigan to 75 in western Illinois. The two-state forecast from meteorologist Ed Kieser. This is WILL Urbana. 10 o'clock straight up, Jack Brighton sitting in on Focus 580 this morning. Jack, what's coming up?